Okay, we started the sugi of Motzah Shtarei Chayiv. Even though this is only Daf Yud Beis of a perek that goes till Chaf Aleph, the sugis of Shtarei Chayiv, of Motzah Shtarei Chayiv, go for the rest of the perek. So actually the perek is three parts. We had the first part of the perek was the Shnei Mozim, the Achleiku Inyanim. Then we had the two blat on Kinyan Chotzer and Kinyan Dalet Amis. And now, this whole part of the parak is a Matzah Shtarei Chayiv. So we're going to go through some inyanim of Shtaris and other inyanim which are Derech Agav. And I don't know how we're going to finish the, what is it, 8th blad in 5 weeks, 4 weeks. But we're going to give it a shot. We'll see. Okay, the Mishnah said that if you find Shtarei Chayiv, so Remeya said, if Yesh ben Achrayas Nechosim lo yachzer, and Remein ben Achrayas Nechosim yachzer. That was the Remeya's rule in the Mishnah, someone finds a Shtar Chayiv. So on Thursday, we learned the Gemara on the bottom of the Yamid, on Yud Beis. And the Gemara pretty much sets down the Mishnah. In the case of Matzah Shtar Chayiv, I'll just see the first lines of the Gemara again. B'mayaskinon ilei makashachayiv ma'ida ki yesh b'machrayas nechasim amay lo yazer ha'ma'ida. Now the Gemara doesn't change from that, right? The Gemara says that kashachayiv ma'ida, what's the din? Ki yesh b'machrayas nechasim, you should return it back. And the Gemara says, "Isha ain chayiv ma'ida keim chesach ha'mayaz." And he like gavim mishayim nicharim migvi gavim. So the Gemara said, "Lo elam kishachayiv ma'ida." V'cheshin Hashem akasul vayis benis and lava atishrei v'asul mitzvah flakucha shalai kedin. So there's an issue here in the Gemara, which needs biur. First of all, I want to point out before that, the Gemara says, "V'cheshin Hashem akasul lul vayis benis and lava atishrei." So what's the pshat? He wrote a shtar for Nissan and Lo'ilavai Tishrei, and then what happened? And when was it lost? At what point was the shtar lost? He wrote a shtar in Nissan, Lo'ilavai Tishrei, and when did he lose the shtar? After Tishrei? After Tishrei or after Tishrei? So then it's a regular shtar. Why was it lost? Gemara is trying to say that the Gemara is trying to say that that's why it was lost. Right? It was lost. It's a bad shtar. Look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Right, the Gemara says, Hani rei, hani loy rei. Gemara says, why are we chayshish that it was lost? Because it's a bad shtar. It was because of Lulvay's benissim, but I love our Tishrei. It's a bad shtar. If it's talking after Tishrei, is it a bad shtar? Huh?
It's not a bad shtar. It's just something not 100%.
What if the Tishrei is still something not
100%? Usually,
usually you write a shtar only for right so away, which you're supposed to do.
There's something
wrong with it.
Right,
so right. Look in the Tosis, Lo Lava Tishrei. See, Tosis is bothered by this kasha. When you write a shtar in this, you don't learn until Tishrei. If it's after Tishrei, it's already a regular shtar. Like, Gemara says it's rei, it's a bad shtar. What's bad with it if you already borrowed? So Tosis says, Pirish, Leilava Tishrei, Pirish Va'ato writes a little Vaisvai. And now, he didn't borrow with it yet. That's why he lost it. Va'ato writes a little Vaisvai. And now, he wants to do Alva with it. Right now. That's how Tosis learns. Tosis learns the Gemara, because of Lilvais Adnishim, Leilava Tishrei, is talking such a star that it's between this and it's still between this and Tishrei. He didn't borrow with it yet. And that's why it's a Reis. That's why he lost it. And now, he wants to get the star back and do a loan with it. Nachlas David is medayik in Rashi, in the Rashi Hani Rei, that Rashi learns not like Tosis, because Tosis is learning he didn't borrow with it yet. That's why it was lost. Nachlas David is medayik in Rashi, like you are saying, Hani Rei Hayo v'nafal Isra Yeshleimer im Haya Kosher Haya Nizerbay. Rashi says im Haya Kosher Haya Nizerbay, not im Lava Haya Nizerbay, im Haya Kosher. A shtar that's written in Israel, you borrow in Tishrei, it's not a correct shtar. It's really not a good shtar. You're really not entitled to one from this. So that's why it's a reyesa. That's the reyesa of the shtar.
Why is it a good shtar?
Because it's the shtar is a good proof you borrowed. But the shtar says you come on from lekuchas from Nissan. You can't. Loilava tishrei. You're only entitled to lekuchas from Tishrei. Right. So it's really a bad shtar. It's a shtar that's not a full shtar. Okay. Loilava sounds more like Rashi, not like Tosis. Loilava tishrei. Yeah, and Vasim lemitzvah of lekuchas like it. Say loyilva tishrei.
This is loilava.
Look, it's takamur mash like Rashi, but you can't get away from Taisus. Taisus va'ata writes a little bit. See, that's why Taisus pirish, loy lava, pirish, ata writes a little bit. Okay. Before we go to Shtari Haknoa, which is the top words in the next Amid, what do we come away with here? If there's no cheshash, this Amid is going, there's no cheshash kanunya. We're going to get to kanunya in the next daf. There's no cheshash of kanunya here. If you find a shtar, it's a legitimate shtar. What does the Gemara say? There are three people in this din Torah. There's the malva, the loiva, and the person who has the karka, that's meshubit. Flagabi, who is it in afgamina, the shtar? Between the malva and the loiva, we're talking that the loiva is maida. The loiva is maida, that he borrowed money. So the malva says, you owe me $1,000. The loiva says, I'm maida, I owe you $1,000. Between them, they don't need a shtar. Life is maida. He was maida in Besdin, and he's going to pay. What's a nafkamina? The shtar is only a nafkamina for lekuchas, right? So now you have lekuchas. Let's say you have a regular shtar. It wouldn't be because of vilvais benissin below lavatish, right? If not for that, what does the Gemara say? You find the shtar in the street. You go to Besdin. Besdin says, "Let's see. We asked the malva. We asked the loiva. They both say it's a kosher shtar. They both say the malva lost it." We give it back to the malva. What's the malva going to do with the shtar? He'll be tarif from lekuchas. The problem with the sugya is, what about the lekuchas man? I have karka. I bought it from the loiva. I don't want to lose this karka. Now, a shtar was found in the street. Who do we ask if your maida it's a good shtar? We ask the malva, we ask the loiva. The malva says, I lost it, it's my shtar. The loiva is maida. So Gemara says, "Ilay mikshachayiv maida kiyesh b'macharis nechasa ma'amai lo yavzer." If the loiva is maida, of course you give it back. 1 minute. What do you mean? Of course you give it back. There aren't two people in this shtar. There are three. The malva and loiva are maida. But what about the person whose nechasim it is, who bought the karka, the lekuchas? He's going to lose by the shtar. He's not maida. He doesn't know who lost it. He doesn't know if the loiva paid. So the question is, why are we giving this shtar back to the malva? Because the loiva is maida. The loiva, yeshkayach, the loiva is not nafkamina, legabi the shtar. The loiva says, I owe you money. He owes him money ba'pe, he owes him money ba'pe. Legabi the loiva, there's no shum nafkamina shaba'olam if you have the shtar. The loiva is maida, he's chayiv, he's going to be chayiv anyway. And his karka he has to give anyway, even without a shtar. You don't need a shtar for karka that belongs to the loiva. All you need a shtar is a karka that the loiva sold. So the kasha, which Rabbi Chanan deals with in at least three different places, he deals with this question. What do you do with the fact that the person who bought the karka, bought the lekuchas, he's not a maida. He doesn't know who lost it. He has no yediyas. He's a third person. He just bought. So why is he losing? But he is nageya, because if you're going to give it back to the malva, they're going to come and take lekuchas away from the from him.
That's an agav. We have a case between the malva and the loiva. The malva now collects from lekuchas, and he's a third party that happens to be affected. He's not nageya.
Well, why can't he taina that the malva, the shtar is a lost shtar? There's a race in the shtar, and maybe it was paid.
Why?
How can you give it back?
The malva was out
now. The malva, because you shouldn't have lost the shtar. It's a lost shtar. And only kishachayiv maida you return it. So when am I gone? Kishachayiv maida, all the Rishonim say, chayiv maida is who? Who's the chayiv? The loiva. Rashi says, chayiv maida, ha loiva maida. B'chayiv means the one who's losing has to be Maida. So why am I returning it to the Malva? The Chayiv is not the Laiva. The Chayiv is the Lekuchis.
Why is it
Gemara says if the life is not Maida, we don't give it back because we don't know who dropped it. The Kayach Hashtar is only when the Malva has the Shtar. A Shtar that's lost, there's a Reyes, so there's a reason to assume a Laiva loses Shtar because it's not important to him to have it. Once the Laiva pays the Malva, he gets the Shtar back, it's nothing. But the Malva normally doesn't lose Shtar.
Are we
considering
about Kenonia here?
No, that's why I was Magdim. This sugi is not talking about Kenonia.
So that's the case. So I understand. Let's say it didn't drop. If it didn't drop, then technically the Lekuchus can always come in and make grandiose claims on anything and say that the shtar is no good.
They could tie it whatever they want. They could. They could. They can make any tie that they want. It's not. They could say the tie it. If they come in and they say mezuyif, so you have to make kind of the shtar. Even though they don't know. They say maybe it's mezuyif. So we have to do a kiyum. We
do.
Yeah, but over here, why can't they taina? Maybe the laiva paid. It's a lost star. If the laiva is not maida, we don't give it to the malva. It's only the chayiv maida. Lekucha should say, chayiv maida? I'm the chayiv. I'm the one who's going to lose now.
Yeah, but the point is he doesn't know if it was paid back. He's claiming, oh, it fell. Now I have my loophole in. I'm going to get in and say it fell. The point is we right now, we have two people who know what happened to Shah. They said it fell, and it was he says, I don't know, but maybe. Now, why could you go and say maybe it was Mizuyev? That's probably, anyway, that's probably because of Kenonia.
No, I'm not saying that's Kenonia.
How can you believe to say that?
Well, Mizuyev means that that's a Shtar.
If the one that goes and said, both the life and the mouth is saying, without Kenonia, if you can say that, then it's good, you can
Chayshil Kenonia means Bezin, not Chayshil Kenonia. A person can tie a Kenonia whenever he wants. I can tie whatever I want in Bezin, they have to answer me.
Okay, so it's only because
so,
okay, because
we're not nervous. Just here.
The point is, these people know what happened.
I'll tell you, what it comes down to is the following. What it comes down to is the Shaila as follows. The Malva and the Laiva, they know what's going on. They're involved. They know. The Lekuchis doesn't know. The most he could be is a shema. He says shema. So what's the case? The malva says, comes, he wants to be tevea with the shtar that was found in the street. He tainas bari. The laiva, like I just said, is not a partner to the whole deal because the laiva, he doesn't have money and finished. He's not even involved right now. The malva is coming to lekuchis. The malva is a bari. He says, you owe me money. The lekuchis now are going to tie in a shema. Normally, they can't tie in against the Kayach Hashtar. But now that the shtar was lost, the Lekuch is tying a shema. Maybe this is a shtar perua. The Leivis Haidah has nothing to do with me. Maybe it's a shtar perua. What's the din by a bari v'shema? What's the din by a bari v'shema? So you all know, we had it already a few times this year. Bari v'shema? Huh? La bar yodif when? To be maitzi. To be maitzi mamin, we say bari v'shema, lav bar yodif. To be muzik in mamin, we say that a bari is a muzik against the shema, it's pasha. To be maitzi, bari v'shema, lav bar yodif. L'chaira, the person, the malvu, has the shtar. If it would be a normal shtar, as a kayach shtar, as kmishnech reidus and bebez, then you can't tie in Hashem. Can't tie in it was paid. But where it was a lost shtar, so the malva no longer has a raya of shtarcha biyadi, my boy. So now when he comes with the shtar, the lekuch is ketain Hashem. He's tining bari, he's tining shema. What should be the din? Zakra b'chanan. Normally, the bari v'shema, the bari can be mitzi, and he being mitzi lekuchas. So, Rabbi Chanan, 1 minute. We want mechalik between two types of shema. There's a shema of any idea I'm nischayafti. A normal shema is a shema of any idea I'm nischayafti. Let's say you say that I lent you money, that you lent me money. I say, I don't know, I don't remember. I don't remember if I borrowed money. Do I have to pay? You say that I borrowed money. I say, I don't know. Do I have to pay? No. You're a bari, I'm a shem, I don't have to pay. If you say I was mazik you, if you say that I did a hezek to you and I say, I don't remember, I don't know, I'm potter. These are cases of any idea in this chayafti. I don't know if there was ever a chiv. In a case of any idea in praticha, where I know there was a chiv, everything changes. Let's say it's vaday that you owed me money, that you lent me money. Let's say there's no shtar, you lent me money about pay. And you come over and say pay. And I say, I don't remember, maybe I paid. What's the din? Any adam praticha? I have to pay. I'm a cheskes chiyev. So a bari v'shema be any adam praticha is becheskes chiyev. Zok Rabbi Chanan, this Rabbi Chanan is in Bava Basra, is Tuf Reish Nun Vav and on. It's also in Chelek Beis of Chavit Shurim and Simen Tes. I found it easier to read in the Bava Basra piece. And there it's in Chelek Beis. Simen Tes is Gimel, I believe. So the, I'm sorry, it's Simen Gimel is Tes. Let's keep in track. So the Rabbi Chanan says the key to this sugya is that it's a case of Eini Adei and Praticha by the Lekuchis, and a case of Eini Adei and Praticha, Yechayiv. So why did the Lekuchis lose? You follow? Why did the Lekuchis lose? Because they're a case, any adam praticha, if you lent me money and I don't know if I paid you back, so any adam praticha, the lekuchis, they lose.
Isn't there a
That's his rule.
Isn't there a din that Hashem is only obligated to pay if he is expected to know and he does not
Very
know?
Very good. That's what the Rabbi Chanan is about. Okay. You have to know. Now this is the way, we have to learn the Gemara. Before you get into Pilpul, just pshat in the Gemara. Why do lekuchis lose? The answer is, it's a bari v'shema by any of the emperaticha. That's why the kuchas leaves. So, yeah.
I just don't understand, just because it fell,
right.
Why is that a reisa if we're not...
So I'll answer you, but listen carefully. The only reason a malva wins with a shtar is because he kataina, quote, shtarcha biyadi, my boy. If I have your shtarcha biyadi, my boy, that's why he could win. If there's no shtarcha biyadi, why, how does he win? But the Leiva's agreement is not Chayiv Maida. You need the Chayiv should be Maida. You need the one who's going to lose should be Maida. The one who's going to lose is the Lekuchis.
Well, what was the whole time of the Lekuchis? Maybe he was paid. So let's go and ask the Leiva. What happened? And the
Leiva's Haidah can't create a riot to take away from Lekuchis. How could it create a riot to take away from Lekuchis? The Lekuchis themselves have a Taina. The Leiva's Taina can't take away. If it would be an Oriv, you'd be right. If Malva lends a Leiva and I'm a guarantor for the Leiva, so then my din is dependent on the Leiva's din. If the Leiva's might, I have to pay. It's not an Arif. I'm talking about Lekuchis. Lekuchis are stuck. Lekuchis have their own tightness. They didn't guarantee the Leiva. They're stuck. They're stuck. They bought the karka from the Leiva and they're ending up losing. They're not dependent on the Leiva. They're not mishubit to the Leiva. In the normal case or in this case?
In this case.
That's the question. Why can't they say, maybe I paid back? You mean if they paid back before I bought the karka? Then why didn't they say any day? Why can't they tell him, maybe he paid back before I bought the karka? It's a good question. It would only be if it's Teich Zmanoi. Then he can't tie in the tax. He can't tie in someone pay test money. You have to suck in a pay test money.
They already lent the money. Let's say it's past
30
days.
Tefillah Piroi. Lachari could. Lachari right.
Lachari should.
Lachari right. If it's after this man, I don't know an answer. Lachari's answer won't answer that. I would have to assume that he bought it when it was still Teich Zmanoi for this thing, for this Gemara to apply.
Lachari should say it makes a difference. Teich Zmanoi Gemara doesn't.
Right here? I don't know. Well, you sound right. In that case, I don't have an answer. In the din of Bari Vishema Bari Yadif, Be'eni Adeyam Praticha, Rabbi Chanan brings Mishlo Melech. Now, you have to understand the lumdus of the Mishnah Lamelech and then the din of the Mishnah Lamelech. The lumdus of the Mishnah Lamelech is, by any day and praticha and a bari v'shema, why do I have to pay? Mishnah Lamelech holds that the reason I have to pay is because the bari v'shema is a shtickle raya against me. We pask in bari v'shema can't be mitzi mamon. But bari v'shema is something. It's a raya. It's something of a raya. Bari v'shema, the Mishnah Lamelech holds, has to be a raya to the bari, which it normally is. Let's say I borrowed money from you, and you say you're positive I never paid you. And I say, I'm not sure. There's something suspicious. I'm not sure if I paid you. I'm not sure if I paid you. You know, when the Watergate scandal was going on, all of Nixon's people said, I don't remember. I don't recall. They were under oath, so they forgot everything. That was a big joke in the country, was that everything, I don't recall. I don't remember. What's the pshat? The pshat is, if you want to be caught lying, and you don't want to admit that you're guilty, so you say, I don't remember. That's Shema. Mishnah Lamelech learns that the din of Bari V'Shema is because the Shema is the fact that you tie the Shema is a riot to the Bari. If you say, I don't know, that's a riot, the other person's right. Why do you mean you don't remember? If you would have paid, you remember. If you say you don't remember, so you didn't pay. Now, it's not proof positive. You can't be mighty mama with it. But by any adam praticha, if you have a bari and a shema, the bari is a raya. The bari and a shema is a raya that's b'chayiv of a person to pay. You follow? Mishnah Lamelech learns that bari and a shema has to be a shtickle raya to be b'chayiv of someone to pay. Now, is that mukhruch in Svara? By any adam praticha? No, Rabbi Chanan says you could learn differently. You could learn any adam praticha. You know why I have to pay? I'm becheskes chiyuv, and I don't have a p'tor. You could learn that like the Mishnah Lamelech. You could say, no, any adam praticha, I don't know if I paid you, so I have to pay you. I'm becheskes chiyuv. Mishnah Lamelech says, no. You need the raya of a bari v'shem. My nafkamina. He says it's a pashta nafkamina. There's something that the Rishonim call a bari toiv and a shema toiv. And there's something, a bari garua and a shemi garua. Lagabe shema, when a person says, I don't know, a shema garua is a shema when you say, I don't remember, on something you should have remembered. That's called a shema garua. It's a shvach shema. What do you mean you don't remember if you paid back? You're supposed to remember these things. That's a shema garua. What's a shema toiv? A shema toiv is when a person has the kayach tataina. He says shema, and we don't blame him for not knowing. It's not something he should have known. There are certain cases where a person is a shema, and it's a shema toiv. Because it's not something we expected him to know. Zokta Mishnah Lamelech. When do we say bari v'shema? That you have to pay. Be'eni adam praticha. Only if the bari v'shema is a raya, which means it's a shema garua. It means you should have known. You say I was mazik you. You say I borrowed money from you. So if I say I know I was chayiv and I don't know if I paid, that's a shema garua. What do you mean you don't know if you paid? So that's why you have to pay. But let's say you have a shema toiv. You have a person who has a good excuse why he doesn't know. He has a good time why he doesn't know. A shema toiv. The halacha is of like the Mishnah Lamelech that any adam praticha you potter, because there's no raya against you. There has to be a raya against you. If you have a good reason that any adam praticha, Mishnah Lamelech says you're off the hook, because any adam praticha you're not chayiv. You only chayiv if it's a bad shema. As I pass in the Mishnah Lamelech. Now Gemara, let's figure out: is it a shema toiv or a shema garua? What's the case? Ruvain the Malva lent Shimon the Leiva money. The Lekuchis bought karka. What are the Lekuchis saying? Shema what? Maybe the Leiva paid him back already, and that's why the shtar was lost. He's saying, Shema, the Leiva paid back. What are the Lekuchis saying? You want to take my karka, maybe he paid. It's a Shema Toiv. Well, how should I know if he paid or he didn't pay? He doesn't call me when he pays. I bought karka from him. It's a Shema Toiv. Zakt Rabbi Chanan. How's the Mishnah Melech going to learn this Gemara? This Gemara doesn't stem. We just made a cheshbon. Then why do Lekuchas lose? Because it's a Bari V'Shema by any day and Pratich. And the Lekuchas are any day and Pratich, and they're a Shema. So if you hold any type of Shema, like Rabbi Chanan seems to hold the Iker, any type of Shema, you say Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadif, and any day and Praticha, if you're going to hold that way, it's fine. Have no problem. But She'en came. If you're going to say that like the Mishnah Lamelech, that by a Shema Toiv, the person saying the Shema Toiv wins, our whole Gemara is a problem again. What's going on here in the Gemara? Why do the Kufis have to pay? They have a Shema Toiv. They have a good excuse to be a Shema. They don't know if the Leiva paid. How should they know if the Leiva paid? It's a Shema Toiv. Any Adam Praticha should be off the hook. So B'chanan says that from this sugya, it seems to be a raya not like the Mishnah Lamelech. Because the way we're analyzing the sugya, that Lekuch is paid because it's Eid Adam Praticha and it's a Bari B'Shema, it only makes sense, not like the Mishnah Lamelech, that even a Shema, which is a Shema Taiv should lose. And here where it's a Shema Taiv, he's not losing.
I don't understand how the whole thing of Shema starts with this Lekuch is paid.
Why?
What?
Shema
on what?
Shema to Leiva paid.
How can you know if Leiva paid or not paid?
He doesn't know, but the fact the Shtar was lost.
It's a tzir of Shema, that's a tzir that they don't do this case. It's like any ado of anything.
It means I don't know if I have to pay you. Any ado of Praticha. I don't know if it was paid on that. You need a raya to be mitzi from Lekuchas. It's Pashit, that's Aleph Beis. He wants him mitzi Lekuchas. Lekuchas could tie that. What?
Then he wasn't the money. It's not like the
Leiva. Lekuchas don't want it. If the Lekuchas wants, it's fine. The whole problem is the Leiva has no money. He doesn't want to lose his character. Why is it Tzir of Shema? The person says, I don't know if I'm a Shubba to you. You're claiming Shibudim against me. I don't know if I have Shibudim. What's wrong? You took the tzvi, it bothered him also. I don't say why is it bothering you? That's a Shema.
The Shema is it's evolving me, and I don't know if I did this. I don't know if I did that. And this is, it's not part of the case over here.
I don't know if I'm Chayiv. That's not Shema. If somebody comes and he claims that my donkey did Hezek to him, and I say Shema, I don't know if my donkey did Hezek. Is that a Shema? Well, you agree it's a Shema, right? And if I'm not sure if the loiva whose money I have, whose loan I guaranteed, I'm not sure if he paid, why isn't that a Shema? Why is he different than a donkey?
Maybe the loiva has a Shema Moksik also that he's asking that he owes the money.
But the loiva's haskama is not, should have no hischaivus on the lekuchas. Why is that a machayev on the lekuchas? If you don't want to go to lekuchas, there's no problem. If you want to go to lekuchas, you have to take him into account. If you want the shtar back, because the malva wants to. Well, why does he need karka for? The loiv is maida he owes him. Why is he a shtar for? He only needs a shtar for one reason. He only needs a shtar to go after karka. There's no other reason he would need a shtar.
Why shouldn't they know if the Leiva paid or not? They're doing a deal with him. They should know what his situation is.
Who, the Lekuchas?
Yeah.
See, the Lekuchas don't really do a deal with the Leiva. They buy karka from the Leiva on a nice sunny day where there's no debt, no nothing. The debt exists, but the Leiva is not being run after by the Malva. They buy the karka. And 6 months later, the guy comes with his lawyer and he says, you know, I have a lien on the land. It's not normal for someone who buys a karka to know, to follow the business dealings of the loiva. Now, if he's careful, he will.
He'll do it.
If anybody has a lien on it, it's true. The Trishar makes a coil, and when somebody buys it, he knows what he's getting into. It's true. But does he follow the loiva? He's responsible to know if the loiva paid.
The point is he should be checking up on this.
So you think it's a loiva garua? You think it's a loiva garua? It's a shema garua?
According to the fact that from the whole
Well,
it seems there's no pickpock on the borrowing. Well, I mean, when the Gemara answers, Shema, cost of love, it's been this love of Tishrei, and Achinami, you don't give it back. The question is before that, where the assumption was the loan was made, and the question is only on the second part. That's where the issue comes out. So you're tiny that it's not, it is a Shema Geruah, because you should know what's going on. All right. Maybe. Mishnah L'melech holds a Shema Geruah. I was thinking when I learned this Rabbi Chanan of a Machlokes Shach and Taz that we had, which maybe is totally in this as well. The Shach and Taz had the Shaila by somebody, the counterfeit bill Shaila. Remember? Somebody, Fadai, borrowed money. He's positive he borrowed money. And then he went and he paid back. He borrowed $100, he gave the person a $100 bill. Next day, the person says, the Malva comes back. He says, the $100 bill you gave me yesterday is counterfeit. The Laiva says, Shema. So we had a Machlaikis. How do you look at this case? How do you look at that? Is that any idea in Paraticha? Or is that any idea in this Chayafti? How do we look at this case? Should we say, look, Isaac paid you back. Now you have a tefiah, you're being mighty mammon, you're a bari, and I'm a shema. So you can't be mighty mammon, which is the way the Taz looked at it. The Taz said, yeah, you can't be mighty mammon for me, I paid you yesterday, now you're coming in a new tefiah. The Shach said, the Shach Taina, that's any adam praticha. Isaac borrowed money from you. I'm positive I borrowed money from you. I'm just not sure if I paid you back or not. So if I've already borrowed money and I'm not sure if I paid you back, that's any damn praticha, so I'm off the hook. That was the Shach's shita. That's any damn praticha. So then what's the din? Not I'm off the hook. Any damn praticha, then I have to pay. Then I have to pay the $100, right? Right? What's the case? It's a bari and a shema. The person with the $100 bill says, I'm bari, that this is the one I got from you, and it's counterfeit. And the one who gave him the $100 bill says, I don't know if it's the same bill. Maybe it's the same bill I gave you yesterday, maybe not. Is that a Shema Geruah or a Shema Tov? What's he saying? I don't know if that bill, which now you say it's counterfeit, I don't know if that's the same one I gave you yesterday. Is that a Shema Tov or a Shema Geruah?
Maybe it depends what type of bill it is. If it's obvious that it's fake, it's Shema Geruah. But if it was hard to detect,
I'm stomach talking that it's hard to detect. The person accepted it, right? Accepted it. I would think it's a good Shema. It's a Shema Taif. Which means that this will be totally in the difference of opinion between the Machlokes and Mishnah Melech and Rabbi Chanan. If by a Shema Taif you say, Eine Dam Praticha. The Shach said it's Eine Dam Praticha. So the Shach apparently holds that this is Bari V'Shema. Even though I think it's a Shema Tov. I mean, you could argue with me, a counterfeit bill, is it a Shema Tov? Well, what's a Shema? I'm not sure if this is the same one I gave you yesterday. I mean, you should have followed him around to see if it's the same one. It seems to me to be a Shema Tov. And yet, the Shach says that it's any adam praticha, and you have to replace the money. So it sounds like the Shach holds that even by a Shema Tov, any adam praticha still has to pay.
Good. Not.
Yeah, but why would that be any different?
Because here, my whole Shema is, if my Shema is if I paid you, I
don't know if I paid you. That's
what's worse. If it sounds just a regular Shema, I don't know if I owe you the money.
That's any damn Mischayafti. There's any damn Praticha. I don't know if I paid you. It could be I don't remember if I paid you. He's saying, no, I paid you.
Look at this as a new chiyuv. The right. Point is my Shema is basically on the other side of my Shema is basically saying, hey, meaning it's going back on the last chiyuv.
Yeah, however, according to the Mishnah L'melech, the whole Mishnah L'melech is even by any adam praticha. If the Shema is a Shema Tov, I'm off the hook, because Bari V'Shema can't be Mighty Mamin without some kind of Raya. The Mishnah L'melech holds that Bari V'Shema has to be a Raya. Here it's no Raya. So according to the Mishlo Melech, this type of bari v'shema, in Adam Pratich, he should be off the hook. Vice is from this shach, like it seems to me like Rebbe Elchanan, unless you'll disagree with me, unless you'll say that a bad bill is something that's that you should have known. Maybe it's a Shema Garula. You should have known. I mean, you could argue the point with me, but it would seem to me that it's a Shema type. It's a normal Shema. It'll be a right Rebbe Elchanan. Anyway, Ekshayiyah, this machlaikis, this sugya, pashtas of the sugya, that the lekuchis stand to lose because the laiva is maida, would seem to be a riot, Rebbe Elchanan. That this is that belagabi lekuchis is any adam praticha, and Rebbe Elchanan brings this as a riot that any adam praticha is a case of by the lekuchis there any adam praticha, and that's why they chayiv, that's why they lose the lekuchis. If malva and laiva are both maida, and we're not choshish for kenunya, which is the way we learned so far. So even though the shtar was lost, the halacha remains the same. Okay. This is Bari Vishama. The Chen V'Niyam Penkase was a similar thing. We had, beginning of the year, the case of Chen V'Niyam Penkase. Remember the case where somebody had a worker, and he told the worker, go to my Chen V'Ni, and he'll give you the money I owe you. And at the end of the day, the chemini says, okay, give me back the money. And the worker says that I was never paid. So we said that he has to pay both of them. Benana said, the chemini said they both swear. Benana said someone is going to swear sheker. But the shuas is what we talked about on Beis and Beis. But you have to pay the chemini. Lagabi the chemini, what is it? It's any day. And this chayafti, right? So why does he pay the chen v'ni? And again, this chayafti, why does he pay the chen v'ni?
They're both
baris. Because he trusted the chen v'ni. So since he trusted the chen v'ni, Rabbi Chanan brings that there are two ways to learn there. The chen v'ni. There are those who learn that it's a takana, the toivas a chen v'ni. That a chen v'ni is neman al p'nkasai. There are those who learn by chen v'ni al p'nkasai, that's also a type of any adam praticha. Since I told the chemvini to pay, I gave over the kayak to the chemvini. So it's a type of any adam praticha, Rabbi Chanan brings. If you learn it's a type of any adam praticha, there it's also a shema toiv. Because how should I know if the chemvini paid? I say shema, the chemvini didn't pay. If you learn there it's any adam praticha, it's also not like the Mishlo Melech. Because there it's also a case of a shema toiv. Mishlo Melech will learn that it's a special takana, Chen V'ni's name and Alpin Kasa. It's a separate issue, separate case. Okay, let's go on. Where are we up to? We're on the bottom of the yard. Practic Gemara. Eloha Ditnan. As here, this is a rule in Shas, that we always write a shtar to the one who stands to lose by the shtar. Right? The one who stands to lose from a shtar, we write a shtar for. So, how can you write a shtar for the loiva? Let's be chayshish that so how could you ever write a shtar for the life of Pishena Malvima? Okay? This is the case we're talking about for the rest of today and tomorrow. Okay? It means Adam sign. Adam sign. You know, Adam, at the time they sign, it's not even true. They're signing a shtar that says Ruvein borrowed money from Shimon. It's not Emes. And Adam are allowed to sign that. There's nothing wrong. Adam are allowed to sign a shtar that says Ruvein borrowed from Shimon, as long as they're signing it and giving it to Ruvein. It's perfectly okay, lechatchila. The signing sheker, right? But Kozman Ruvein holds it, they trust Ruvein. He won't give it until he gets it's for his bid, so they could sign. So kaiser shtalav, how could you do it? Nechi sheva kassel lo vayspid nisim v'lo lava tishrei v'asli mishro shalai kedin. Omer v'asi. B'shtorei hakno. This sugi is talking about shtorei hakno. Doshi b'navshe. What a shtorei hakno. We have now a new shtar called shtorei hakno. We're going to have to go through different types of shtoris. There's of course a shtar raya, you all know. A shtar raya is a shtar that's just a proof that something happened. Something happened, we write a raya that it happened. Shtar kinyan, a typical shtar kinyan, before we get here, is a shtar, let's say I sell you a field. So I write out a shtar that my field is sold to you and I give you the shtar. So that's a shtar kinyan, or you had a kedushin, b'shloisha d'rochim ho'isha niknis b'kesef b'shtar u'bebiyah. That's a shtar kinyan. So shtari raya, the shtari kinyan. What's a shtar haknoa? It's something in between. It's a type of shtar kinyan. It's a shtar which creates what? It creates a shibud. Creates a shibud that I'm mishabid my nechasim to you. Now why would anybody write a shtar haknoa? Maybe borrows money. That's a typical case. You're lending me money. I write a shtar. And I want to be mishabed myself to you. But I'm afraid, because of Lilvais, Benissim, I love Atishrei. So what do you do? Imagine, you're a cipher. A leiva comes, he says, write up a shtar for me that I borrowed from Ruve. So I write up the shtar, I'm the cipher, I'm ready to give it to him. I say, 1 minute. I'm afraid that you're not going to borrow till Tishrei, and you're going to use the shtar for a bad thing. So therefore, let's do what? Let's do what? We're going to start the shibud as of now. We're going to agree that no matter what happens, we're starting the shibud as of now. And that's a shtar haknoah. The Rosh, the Mukhi Yosef, bring that you do it with a kinya chalipin. That the cipher or the edim do a kinya chalipin with him. He's mechayiv himself. That from now on, the I'm a shibud as of now. That's shtari haknoah. So now, even if you don't borrow till Tishrei, it's no problem. Why is it no problem? Because it's Meshubit from Nissen. So even if you borrow in Tishrei, the Shibud is Taka from Nissen, and you won't take Lekucha Shalaikadim. What's very strange is the top Rashi here. And other Rishonim seem to disagree with Rashi. But Rashi says, Shtorei Haknoah, what's a Shtar Haknoah? So you see the top Rashi. Ben Yilva, Ben Lo Yilva. You know what's going on? Let's try to Rashi. Shtar Haknoah, I'm Mechayiv my Nechasim to Ploini, whether he lends me money or he doesn't lend me money, no matter what, it's Meshubit to him. What's strange about this?
Meshubit or Rashi means Meshubit or
well, he's not selling it. You tell me what it means. He's makna is the chasim can't be. So then why does he have to do it alone? What is makna? Makna means he's conferring ownership to the other person totally? So no, that's a shtar matana.
It says at the end, for that time, from now.
This is where you go. That means from today it's mishubit. Then in 6 months from now, or 10 months from now, whatever the shtar says, it's a shtar halva. Shtar says Reuven lent Shimon money, and it's due in 10 months. And his makna from today is nechasim ben yilva ben lo yilva. So what does that mean? Ben yilva means it'll be peroin for the halva, right? He's not giving the person a gift. If you lend me money, it's meshubit from today. Ben lo yilva means what? What's ben lo yilva? What?
6 months from now. I want 6 months from now. Not alone today, but
I
want 6 months from now.
Being loyal means I loan 6 months from now. Yeah. It doesn't fit well into the language of being loyal. If Rashi meant being loyal hayayim, well, the shibud is mehayayim. Being yilva, being loyal. If that's Pshat and Rashi, then it's fine. The Rif says that way. There's a Rif, that it's, I think a Chubasa Rif, that's quoted here in most of the Rishayim, the Rosh brings it, that says that that it means a shtar aknoa is that it's meshubed mehayayim whenever I borrow. I could borrow today, I could borrow 2 months from now, I could borrow 3 months from now. Whenever I borrow, it should be meshubed mehayayim. That's the way the Rif learns, and that's, I guess, the most simple way to learn pshat in the Gemara. But the question is, Rashi, if you learn Rashi, if you want to be matrik ben yilva, ben lo yilva hayoyim, then Rashi is the same as the Rif. Paiskim, the Sivis and Ketzais don't understand. They understand Rashi literally. Ben yilva, ben lo yilva. I think even the Rush seems to say Rashi is not like the Rif, if I'm not mistaken. And Rashi's saying, even if I don't borrow. So what's going on? What's the case? What's going on in the person's mind? What does he mean, ben yilva, ben lo yilva? The matani wants to give him. That's not the case. He's writing a shtar halva. So what does it mean, ben yilva, ben lo yilva?
The truth is, if he does it, it works, right? What's the question? That it won't work, or that it doesn't make sense that a person would do this?
Well, the first question is, it doesn't make sense a person would do it. The second question is, even if he did it, we have to understand his intention in order to touch up the shtar. How do we understand what's his intention? What did he mean? The answer is, he meant. We know what he meant. What did he mean? If I write a shtar, if I bother to spend money to go to a cipher, and I hire two Edom, and I tell the two Edom, sign that I borrowed money from Shimon, and it's due in 10 months, and this karka's meshuvid, no matter what happens, this karka's meshuvid. What do I really mean? Obviously. Huh?
He wants to be guaranteed that he'll have the money.
That the malva wants to be guaranteed he'll have the money, and I want to get the loan. Obviously, it's al das that I'll get the loan. So the Nesivis teaches that the pshat here is that the person is doing it al das to get the loan. But he's mishabed himself no matter what. He's mishabed no matter what. But the other person has to be mechayev himself to give a loan. Now, this explanation makes sense, like some rishayim and not like others, and I'll explain. Now, this is all in the Nesivis of Shmuel, and the Shiurei of Shmuel brings us down in a very Mesudidika Eifin. This is this Rashi depends on the following Shaila. If I am a chayiv myself to lend you money, I tell you I'm going to lend you money. Let's say we do a kinyan. I'm a chayiv myself to lend you money. Do I have to lend you money? I'm a chayiv myself with a kinyan. Give me a sudder. I'm a chayiv myself to lend you. I'll give you a loan next week. Could a person be mechayiv himself to lend money? What's a shayla? What kind of chayiv is that? Let's say I'm mechayiv myself to stand on my head. I do a kinyan with you that I'm going to stand on my head. I'm going to learn how to stand on my head tomorrow. Do I have to do it? I have to do it. It's a kinyan devarim. Kinyanim only chal on mamon. A kinyan on doing things is not chal. Someone does a kinyan that he's going to learn tomorrow. It's not. There's no such thing. It's not mechayiv. A chiv is only a mamon. The Ramban and the Rajba have a disagreement. If I'm mechayiv myself to lend you money, whether that is chayiv is hischal. The Ramban shita is that I could be mechayiv myself to lend you money. There's such a chayiv. I could do a kinyan to be mechayiv myself to lend you money. No problem. That's the Shita Saramban. The Rajba says, what kind of kinyan is that? You can't be mechayiv yourself. You can mechayiv yourself to lend someone money. What kind of kinyan is that? You could promise someone, you could tell someone, but do you chiyuv? There's no chiyuv to lend money. How are you mechayiv yourself to lend? It's not... Ramban and the Rajba are both brought here in the Nesivis. They're in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Siman Lametes. The Ketzos is Sifkat Ches. The Nesivis is the same area. It's Yud Zayin, I think, or Yud Aleph. The Ketzos in Lametes Ches explains the Ramban. Well, he explains the Ramban as follows, and it's really this Rashi. It's really the way Rav Shmuel is explaining it. It's this Rashi. It says the following. If I'm mechayiv myself I could be mechayiv myself either a new chiyuv through kinyanim, which doesn't make sense on a loan. There's another way to be mechayiv myself, and that's as tashlumin. Let's say I buy something in the store, I have a chiyuv to pay. In this case of Rashi, where you write a shtar and you're mishabed your nechassim to me as of now, it's a vaday shibud. As of now, you're mishabed your nechassim to me. I'll das that I'm going to lend you money. The Ramban holds that I'm mechuyev to lend you money, b'toiras tashlumin for the shibud that you gave me. You're giving me a shibud karkois. I'm getting a certain ownership in the karka. In exchange for that ownership in the karka, which is bein liyova bein layova, I'm getting it no matter what. In exchange for that, I could be mechayiv myself to lend you money, and that is chayvus eschal, and I'm mechuyev to lend you money. And if I don't lend you money, you could come to Bez and run after me. What do you mean? We're talking now about the din Torah between the Leiva and the Malva. Okay, we're talking about the din Torah between the Leiva and the Malva. So if a person is Mechayiv himself, you can still speak up. If a person is Mechayiv himself to give a halva, the Ramban holds that there is a chalois to such as chayvis, even though it's really be'etzem akinyan devarim. But afal pikein calls a man that the person wrote a shtar and he's mishabed himself bein yilva bein yila yilva. The malva now, the future malva, received something. He received a shibud karka. He has a lien on the karka. B'toiras tashlumin, he's now mechuyev to make the halvah. So that the hischayvus comes not because of his kinyan. The Ketzai says it's not a din in kinyanim. It's a din of tashlumin. That in exchange for the hischayvus that you give me, I'm mechuyev to give you the loan. What comes out is afterwards, he could the leiva could run after the malva, take him to Bezin, and force him to give a loan. Now, if he can't, if he doesn't have money, so Rashi says, ben yilva, ben la yilva. The chalais is chal, the schaivis is chal no matter what. But the whole kasha was, why is there a schaivis ben yilva, ben la yilva? Why would somebody do something like that? Why would somebody mechayiv himself, be mishabin his karka filo la yilva? The teretz is because he gets something for it. He receives in exchange for that his chayvis. So this is the pshat. The Ketzai says this in the Ramban. He doesn't bring Rashi. So there's this pshat in the Ramban. This is why the Ramban holds that a person could be mechayiv himself to give a halva. That there's a chalois in such a kinyan to give a halva. Why? Because you're doing it in exchange for something. What we're saying is that's pshat in Rashi. When Rashi says bein yilva bein lo yilva, the kasha is, what do you mean bein yilva bein lo yilva? Why would somebody make such a kinyan, such as chayvus? So the case is al das shel yilvaloi. It's obvious that's his das. That's what he's writing in the shtar. He's writing in the shtar that you get. It's a kaiser shtar loy vaf bishen malvayima. He's writing a halva.
What does Rashi mean loy is not?
Because really, the person doesn't want to lose the karka. He only wants it to be mishubid. He's hoping to get a halva, and he's being mishabed for the end of 10 months from now. Now he hopes to pay back the halva. Everybody gets a halva hopes to pay it back. So it's lois is man. Even though Rashi is being loyal for lois is man, it's still for this man that's written in the shtar. The shtar is a shtar halva. That's the only way to be mechayiv the other person to pay him. He's got to give him something. So he gives him the shiva no matter what. In exchange for that, there's a schayvus on the other person to borrow. The shtar? Yeah, because really the shtar is kosher shtar loyv al pishem al v'ima. It's the regular shtar halva. This being loyilva is all that it may happen loyilva. The plan is that there'll be halva. Only with the shtar akno, any eschayvus. It doesn't have to be a shtar, it could be a eschayvus with Adam. It's emes that you don't have to, if you hold like the Ramban, you don't have to learn the sugya ben yilva ben leilva. It's emes.
But
But if you learn Ben Yilva Ben Yilva, you have to learn like the Ramban. Otherwise, otherwise the whole Hechet Tim says. No, you could hold like the Rif. You could hold that I'm a Chayiv myself, Lukashe Yilva, that this Chayiv is from now. And then that's also good. Why wouldn't he learn like the Rif? The Rif is the Pashtos. All the Rishonim learn like the Rif. The question is only Kavanas Rashi, who says Lo Yilva. If you hold like the Ramban, you're not mukhuch to hold like Rashi in the sugya. You don't have to limit the sugya to such a case. Rashi has to hold like the Ramban, otherwise there's no eschayvus. But there's no reason to say that the Ramban had to learn the sugya like Rashi, just because the shtim's like the shitasa.
Surprised they're getting also.
Why
the non-Nishat
Rashi and Gittin doesn't use a Lashon Ben Yilva Ben Yilva. No, we'll have to look in Gittin. I can't tell.
Now, when
we talked about any day in the Schayafti, that was only when the Shtar is lost. Normally, you can't tie a Lekuchis can't tie. I don't know if the Shtar was ever used. Lekuchis, there's a kayach hashtar, that when a malva has a shtar, there's an assumption that there was no piroi. We were talking before about any adeya, we were talking about the lost shtar. Shtar akno here, the Gemara now is going to set sign to the Mishnah, but when the Gemara says shtar akno, it's only going on the Mishnah of kaseh shtar l'loiv. Just one more nekuda, I told you the Rashba argues with the Ramban. The Rashba holds that it's not shayach to be mechayiv yourself to give a halvah. There's no chalois such as chayivus. So in the beginning, the Rashba was the Pashtus, and the Ramban was the Pella. After the Ktsais, L'chayr, the Ramban is Glat, and the Rashba needs a Hezba. What's wrong with the Ktsais' Hezba? If you're Mishabed yourself to Karka with me, so what's wrong? What's the L'chayr, the Hezba's good? The Ramban's Hezba, that I have to give you the Halva, Alts Piroin, it's like a Chiddish. Well, why isn't the Rashba masking? Why, what's wrong with the Svar of the Ramban? What's wrong? The L'chayr Ramban's right. If you're Mechayiv yourself, if you're Mechayiv by giving me karka, so now I have a shibbet to give you the halva. So Rav Shach in Avi Ezri has an interesting hezber in the Raj, but he also holds that after the Ktsais, the Ramban is more pashit. Even though the Ramban to all of us is such a big chiddush. Rav Shach says, and I'm follow pshat in the Rashba. He says every kinyan is only binding if it's binding on both sides. If it's a schayvus on both sides. If I have a loiva who writes a shtar haknoa to be mishabed his karka to the malva, and he wants the malva should be mechuyev to lend him money, is the loiva mechuyev to take a loan? Is that the stam kavana of a loiva that is mechuyev to take the loan? Loiva is not mechuyev to take the loan. It's not binding mitzad the loiva to take the halva. If it's not binding mitzad the loiva to take the halva, zakor shach, that's why it's not binding mitzad the malva to give the halva. Because you can't have a hischayvus, which is a schayvus only in one direction. That's not called tashlumen. The part of tashlumen is something which is going to happen. Something, if you make it tonight, I have to make a schayvus but tonight. But we're not talking about derech tonight. We're talking about derech schayvus. That's how Rav Shach learns the hezba and the Rashba. Why the Rashba holds that there's no chalois schayvus to give a halvah. If it wasn't for Rav Shach, I would think a more pashta reason. Why? What's wrong with the Ramban svara? That should be the way the ktsais is masber. That if I'm a chayiv myself, if I give you karka, so now you're mechuyev as tashlumen to give me a loan. Am I giving you karka? It's true. So they're doing it backwards. And the nekuda that I would have thought is that it's not shayach of the vart of tashlumin on something that's a shibud, I have to pay for something. If you give me something, I could be chayv tashlumin to you. I chayv to pay you. But if what you're giving me is a shibud karkois, what are you giving me? You're giving me that when I lend you, your karka will be meshubit. You're not giving me something I didn't have before. Tashlumin is, I have something I didn't have before, and because I have something I didn't have before, so now I have to pay you for it. But it's a little strange here. What's he giving him? In a way, he's giving him, because maybe the ksais means that sometimes the malva wants the karka. He likes this piece of karka. He's hoping to get it. He wants to lend the money. He hopes to get it. So it could be there's a tzatzchus. But in the Maman Ishabai, what do you mean Tashlumin? He's getting, what's he getting? He's getting a shibud for something, which he's going to have to lay out the money for the shibud to return it to him. That's why I would think that the Rajba would have seen the chesaron in the Shitas Rambam. But Al-Kaponim, this is the Machloikis, the Ramban and the Rajba. If it's Shaykh, his chayv is to give money, and at least it explains a very shver Rashi.